One morning soon, I heard the angel sing. Yes, I did.
Hello and happy Sunday, and welcome to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and of course, we just heard the wonderful Sister Rosetta Tharp live at the Church of God in New York, 1959. One morning soon, let's hear another version of that song by Joyce and John Ada Collins, from a 45 on the Whirlwind label from probably about 15 years later. I'm going to play some more music and then come in later and talk about what we heard. I hope you like. I hope you had a wonderful holidays and that things are looking okay for you. Thanks for tuning in.
One morning, This is the way I wrap the boys up at Camp Free every morning, Parchment, Mississippi. My name is Crap Eye.
That black woman softly calling me, me. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no, no. See that she calls so, would not to make me call so loud, loud. And she called that she called, I never call no more. Oh, I'm a call that black woman in the morning, in the morning, Lord, I'm a call that black woman in the morning,
sisters and brothers, and to the ministers and all that go to make up this congregation, I know for myself that I've been born again. And how I know I've been born again, because I prayed. What I mean, I prayed. I'm going at it in a short way. I just won't go all around and tell you all about it. That's how I'm going to tell you just a little.
Tell us all about it.
Tell the story. Well, I know I've been converted. I was converted in 1900 in Tennessee. 20 miles the other side of Memphis. That's been 41 years ago. And in them days and time, when revival would start, we'd run prayer meeting a week. And the old sisters, one thing or another, they had the dresses down right then where they ought to be. And they put the bonnets on their head. And the dresses would be long, you know, and they'd tie a string around the waist. And go on to church. And you wouldn't see them fanning. You wouldn't see them laughing. You wouldn't see them poking game. And when I come through with religion, the preacher didn't have to preach like they preach now. The soldiers run the meeting. Sometimes he couldn't hardly open the door of the church. And when one come through, he'd help him run the revival. And I'm, when I get to talking about it, you know, it just stirs me all up. It just gets all over me. Some folks say about just like he told you about the stars and one thing and another. Well, I'd go out. He's talking about the head getting wet with the midnight dew. Mine got wet. Mine got wet. And I would go out to my praying ground. If I'd go to sleep at a certain time, I'd tell the Lord to shake me. He'd shake me. Prayer time. Get out and steal on out to my praying ground. Get out there and pray and go back home. And when I got shown off to praying, I didn't want to see nobody. I didn't want to meet nobody. And wouldn't meet nobody. And the last prayer I prayed, I went out one Saturday morning, you know, that time they say, we're going to have a mourners meeting. We want the mourners to be here at sundown.
Well, I didn't have on about 2 miles ago, and it didn't look like me I was ever going to get there. It looked like the weight of the world was on me. And I started out, and I met one of my playmates, man, on a mule. He's riding. And he looked at me. He said, "You praying, ain't you?" I said, "Yeah." He just moved on. And let me tell you, they say, "Oh, that's all foolishness." Of course, it may be all foolishness to you, but it ain't foolishness to me. I couldn't drink water. I couldn't eat. I couldn't rest, nowhere I went. And that Saturday night, I went to the church, and they said morning prayer meeting, there's 2-3 brothers there when I got there. And they said, "Here's one morning, we're going to start." And they start. And I got to saying, "Lord, have mercy." And when I found myself, I was saying, "Thank God." Thank God. And I want to tell y'all, I didn't stop. Everywhere I go, I wanted everybody to know it. I went down and everywhere. And that was the gladdest and the happiest time ever I felt in all my hands. It didn't look new to me. My feet looked new. The light shined brighter. The people looked better. Everything looked better. And it just felt like to me, if I was just then, I could just throw my arms around the world and carry on to heaven.
All right.
Try this number. Play right on your heart,
play,
play right on your heart,
heart.
Join the heavenly band. I'm gonna join that singing choir. When I join the singing choir, God's gonna raise my voice up high. Let's hear you say,
"Oh, dear."
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 Have you read the work David's done? Old man Jesse's youngest son. Saul then pursued him, had to run. Saul then pursued him for his life. Mighty good thing David's had a wife. She taken the cord and she let him down out the window door.
Oh, David!
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 Run, run for your life.
Oh, David!
Run, run for your life.
Oh, David!
Run, run for your life.
Oh, David!
Run for your life.
Oh, dear.
Run for your life.
Oh,
And when we sing this number, it reminds us about the death and suffering of the Lord on Calvary. Amen. It keeps us in remembrance what he said in the upper room of Jerusalem.
Amen.
And we ask that you sing with an uplifted voice.
Amen.
Makes me sorry. Think about Jesus. Makes me sorry. Think about Jesus. Makes me sorry. Think about Jesus. Surely he died on Calvary. Calvary, surely he died on Calvary. Don't you hear a hammer ring? Don't you hear a hammer ring? Don't you hear a hammer ring? Surely he died on Calvary. Don't you hear a Savior groaning? Don't you hear a Savior groaning? Don't you hear a Savior groaning? Surely he died on Calvary. Calvary. His father, can't you hear calling his father? Can't you hear calling his father? Surely he died on Calvary. Makes me sorry.
Think about Jesus.
Makes me sorry. Makes me sorry,
think about Jesus.
Surely he died on Calvary.
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 Rockin' shoes in the morning,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Got all my rockin' shoes in the morning,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Got all my rockin' shoes in the morning,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gonna rock down to the water,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gonna rock down to the water,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gonna rock down to the water,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, I know my name has been written in the kingdom,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, I know my name has been written in the kingdom,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name been signed by the angel,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name been signed by the angel,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Spirit,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hold out, old warrior, and don't you get weary.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name has been written in the kingdom.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name has been written in the kingdom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name has been written in the kingdom.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Better written down about the hands of an angel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Better written down about the hands of an angel.
Hallelujah. hallelujah, hallelujah.
Went out one day and I prayed to the sun.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost told me my work was done.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hold out, old warrior, and don't you get weary.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Went out one time and I prayed to the stars.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost told me my wake was done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name is better written in the kingdom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know my name is better written in the kingdom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We just heard some terrific field recordings from the box set Voices of Mississippi, Artists and Musicians, documented by William Ferris on Dusta Digital. And that was the Church of God in Christ doing Lay My Burden Down. Before that, we heard a selection of tracks from the Mississippi Saints and Sinners collection of recordings made by Alan Lomax in 1959 as part of the Southern Journey series. We heard H. Joyner, A. Anderson, and group doing Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Before that, Deacon T. Jones, Reverend Savage, and group did Little David and Calvary. From the same 1999 CD on Rounder, Henry Joyner told of a conversion experience. And we started off that section with One Morning Soon by an artist named Crap Eye. Wow, that was really something. We started off the set with Joyce and Johnita Collins and One Morning Soon, a 45 on Whirlwind. Now, let's go to something a little different. This is Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir with Ever Since.
Yeah. Dawn it is Well, this is the last number, baby. Well, okay. We're gonna close this song with this one. Get right, church, and let's go home. What do you say, baby? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
There are so many things going on in the world today. You see that people are killing all over the land. If you turn on your television and your radio, you'll find out that people are killing each other all over the world. One thing I do know, everything's gonna be all right. But one more thing I want.
Calvary.
Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard Reverend John Thomas and the New Christian Fellowship Church Choir doing Christ Rose from the No Other Love Gospel Collection on Tompkins Square. A lot of what we heard today is from comps, and not because I'm lazy, it just turned out that way. Okay, maybe I am lazy, but it's not my New Year's resolution. I like my lazy person self just fine. It's those super busy people, after all, who we need to watch out for. They seem to be running everything and ruining everything. Elon Musk or the Republicans packing courts with insane undemocratic judges and gerrymandering districts and removing polling places in black neighborhoods. All that stuff because it's the only way they can stay in power. And hopefully there will be a world left after all those hateful people have gone down to meet their makers. We can only hope. messages of hope. Message to my friends LP on Checker. Before that, the Fantastic Violinaires, I Am Not Worried. Before that, genius Fred McDowell from the expanded version of 1971 Live in New York, Get Right Church. Before that, we heard Light by Sister Irene O'Connor and her Fire of God's Love LP, the reissue on Weird War. Before that, we heard Reverend Harvey Gates, It's Hard to Live in This Old World, from the Time for Peace is Now compilation on Luaka Bop. And I haven't played hardly anything from that. I'm not a fan of the way they call the tracks on that collection secular gospel, as to me that is a thing, but it's a different thing. Tracks like Change is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke or Crying in the Streets by George Perkins and the Silver Stars, but whatever. There's cool songs on there. This radio show is about spreading the good news and love, playing wonderful music. Hopefully you think it's wonderful. And when we really feel like we're all headed to maybe not the best outcomes, here it's the start of a new year, so we can try to recalibrate. And so maybe especially now, it's not the time to split hairs unless they're the hairs that really matter. Before that, we started off the set with, two rants today. We started off the set with Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir with Ever Since. Right now, thanks a lot for listening. Hope you have the best week. Let's end our show with the Staple Singers, Light of This World.
As long as I'm in.